Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, two steps forward on the road to recovery. Kids getting ready to get their vaccine, and pretty soon we'll be taking off the masks. We break it all down in just a few minutes.
Plus, another violent attack on a Bay Area street. The quick-thinking bystanders who jumped into action.
Waking up to even cooler weather this morning, and it won't be going anywhere for a while. How long until it gets hot again? Good morning to you. It's Thursday, May 13th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Michelle Griego. You might need a light jacket before you head out the door this morning.
Let's get right to Mary Lee. We like to say it in unison because it's looking pretty good for this Friday.
Oh, yeah. Almost Friday there. Happy Thursday to you. Almost to the end of the work week. And we are looking at that cool down as we head through the rest of today, through the work week and into the weekend. So a big difference compared to earlier in the week when we had those hot and dry conditions. So looking at our temperatures, we're in the 40s and 50s to start off our day, and you can see that fog on our Treasure Island camera looking at San Francisco. So looking at clear skies in Concord at 51, but those clouds in Oakland at 52, also for Livermore, 49 San Francisco, 53 San Jose, and waking up to 47 in Santa Rosa. So you can see that fog along the coast, around the bay, and even a gray start inland. So as we go through our day today, cooler compared to yesterday, you'll feel that difference. So those clouds sticking around along the coast in the mid-50s, around the bay, a cool day for you, upper 50s to low 60s, and a mild day inland into the 70s for many locations to the low 80s. All right, let's check in with Gianna, and we have that fog once again as we start off our day.
Yeah, so be extra careful as you hit the roadways this morning, especially if you're traveling, say, on the Golden Gate or along the coast. And right now in San Jose, we're getting a look at some brake lights. We've got a slow and go ride as you work your way northbound 101 as you head from that 280-680 connector over towards 880. If you plan on taking 880 this morning, there is a fire activity over on the right shoulder. This is southbound 880 near Coleman, near the Alameda. They've got a lot of activity there. Not blocking lanes, but things getting a little bit slow there from a possible fire that was actually visible from the freeway. So we're keeping a close eye on that to see how it impacts traffic. Not a lot of details just yet. Also, take a look at traffic south of there. 101 northbound out of Morgan Hill getting a little slow. There is a trouble spot. 101 near Tennant. Anne?
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and we just got some good economic news in. When it comes to unemployment numbers, we are looking at a post-pandemic low of 473,000 new unemployment claims over the past week. That is down 34,000 from the week prior, and the lowest numbers we've seen since March of 2020. Now, of course, there have been some concerns about inflation recently affecting the stock market, but so far futures are in the green. We'll see how we do with the opening bell ringing in less than a half an hour. We'll be on it. Back to you.
On a road to recovery this morning, California officially opening Pfizer vaccination appointments for youth ages 12 to 15 today. This comes after the FDA and CDC's recommendation that the vaccine is safe for this age group to receive. And another stride being made, California could soon lift its mask mandate.
During an interview, Governor Newsom says face masks will likely end June 15th when the state plans to fully reopen. KPIX 5's Kit Doe is live in Concord this morning with the reaction. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning. Yes, lots to talk about on this road to recovery. But first, let's start with vaccines. We're live here at the mass vaccination site run by the county of Contra Costa. This is the old water world, now known as Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. It's a big day for young teens. We see people already lining up right here. The county is opening up doses at this site for kids 12 to 15 years old. And this applies to all county-run sites, and they will serve anyone from anywhere. And you don't have to be a resident of the county. Walk-ins are okay. No appointment is needed, but if you feel the need, then you can book one at the website on the screen there, covidvaccine.cchealth.org. Contra Costa County has 65,000 kids 12 to 15 years old. As for masks, Governor Newsom took everyone by surprise yesterday when he said the state would stop requiring everyone to wear a mask in nearly all circumstances on June 15th. In this interview with a reporter, he said, quote, "We're not wearing face coverings. We're not restricted in any way, shape, or form from doing the old things that we used to do, save for huge, large-scale indoor convention events like that where we use our common sense." Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, said it's important for the government to be willing to lift the mandates to maintain their own credibility.
The public has to trust that public health officials are going to lift these restrictions as quickly as they put them in place as the conditions improve.
I think it's political. I think Newsom's trying to save as butt, and he's wanting to get rid of it because there are a lot of people pissed off about the mask.
So if you're going to take your kids out to one of the sites today, it is recommended that an adult accompany that minor. If the kids come alone, they can have a written permission slip. If they don't have that, then they can call you on the phone and give a verbal consent on the phone. That is okay, too. This particular site here at Hurricane Harbor opens up at 8 a.m. Live in Concord, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
And in Santa Clara County, anyone 12 and up can now schedule appointments or find a drop-in location to get their Pfizer vaccine. All county-run sites will now be able to accommodate the newly approved age group of 12 to 15. And one more note, tonight marks the last night of the youth vaccine clinic at Levi's Stadium. It runs from 5:30 to 7:30. Appointments are not necessary, just a parent's permission is needed.
Meantime, California is rolling out a coronavirus vaccination program in prisons, and its results may be a good sign for other states. A study at Stanford University shows 2/3 of California prisoners have agreed to at least one dose of the vaccine. Nearly half of those who initially turned down the vaccine got the shot when it was offered again.
Happening today, the San Francisco Police Department will hold a virtual town hall meeting to give an update on the investigation into an officer-involved shooting last week. The shooting happened near Oracle Park on Varney Place on May 7th. Police say officers were trying to pull over a car which was linked to some auto burglary suspects. One suspect was shot. He is expected to be okay. Two others got away. The meeting will take place at 3 p.m. and will be live streamed on the city's YouTube page. The city of Santa Clara will pay $5.3 million to settle a lawsuit stemming from a deadly police shooting.
Show me your hands right now. You're not going to die today, bro.
4 years ago, Jesus Genie Montez was having a mental health breakdown and had reportedly stabbed himself. An officer fired his taser, then his gun, after he says Genie Montez charged at him. The 24-year-old was unarmed and separated from officers by a fence. Prosecutors cleared the officer of criminal wrongdoing. The city says, quote, the settlement was a mutual agreement to support the family dealing with the loss of a family member and is not an admission of wrongdoing.
This morning, a man is in jail accused of robbing and assaulting an elderly Asian woman. This time, two bystanders cornered the parolee, who police say committed the crime while out on bail. This happened Tuesday morning near the Chinese consulate. The 77-year-old woman told a security guard on duty she had been robbed and thrown to the ground. That guard and another man chased after the suspect and caught up with him. 28-year-old Luis Struin was arrested. The victim says she's okay physically.
I just don't believe it's right. I feel like everybody should treat each other with respect, regardless of their differences. There's no reason to target any one individual.
You sort of don't want to get involved, but it's not okay. I mean, this is like an elderly woman getting beaten, and I'm just not okay with that.
Court records show Duran has been arrested at least 10 times in the last 5 years for robbery, drugs, and violating parole two other times. So far, this case is not being investigated as a hate crime. New details this morning, San Francisco's House of Prime Rib restaurant will be closed for 24 hours. The owners have asked the Department of Public Health to carry out another inspection in the wake of food safety concerns. Owner Joe Betts told us he wants to put all the rumors to rest over whether it's safe to eat at the restaurant. Reports of foodborne illnesses first surfaced in early April. This week, the owners began refunding customers who called to say they had been sick.
To our drought coverage now. Today, the state's Public Utilities Commission will be holding two virtual public forums to discuss the San Jose Water Company's rate change request. The forums will give SJ Water customers a chance to offer their input to the CPUC. In January, San Jose Water submitted a rate increase request to the CPUC. Present rates sit at about $92 right now. If CPUC approves the city's rate request, the average residential monthly bill would increase to about $109 in 2022, to about $113 in 2023, and to about $117 in 2024. We are tracking drought conditions and water restrictions on our website. Just go to kpix.com/drought for information on your zip code.